Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. When spring comes, I'm always glad to see it come. I know that the days are drawing near for newly planted tomato seeds to sprout and bring plants out of the ground. Then when I see the plants coming out of the ground, I know that the days are drawing near for blooms to appear. Then when the blooms come, I will begin looking for little green tomatoes. Pretty soon the green tomatoes will grow in size, begin to ripen. It will be time to pick them, to put them on bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches, to put them in salads, to freeze them, to make spaghetti sauce out of them. The point is that the coming of certain things indicates that other things are drawing near. Thus it is that we read in our text that when the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face toward Jerusalem. Now, when Jesus headed toward Jerusalem, it was an indication of things to come, things having to do with crucifixion and redemption. Then after that, things having to do with resurrection. In Jerusalem, Jesus would be crucified to buy back the sins of the whole world. As Jesus traveled toward Jerusalem, people said various things to him about following him or not following him. But Jesus told them that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit to enter the kingdom of God. Like a farmer who plants and looks toward harvest day, Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. He knew that his being planted in the ground in a tomb would yield a great harvest of repentant sinners. And so it has. He didn't look back. He went straight ahead, knowing that in some places like Samaria, he would not be received. In Samaria, he and his disciples were not allowed to even spend the night. In other places, there were those who heard his teaching. They wanted to bury their dead and then follow him. Some wanted to go home for a while before they followed him, but Jesus told them that to follow him meant that they couldn't go back to their old lives. They had new lives to live if they followed him. That's what it meant. They would follow him. Their new lives would begin as they too headed to Jerusalem, where a Roman cross was waiting for Jesus. Those who had been with Jesus had seen a healer, a teacher, a man who raised some from the dead and cast demons out of others. But in Jerusalem, they would see Jesus' role as Savior of the world come to fruition. As he was crucified and buried. As we live our lives as Christians, we look toward Jerusalem, where our Savior died on a cross to pay for our sins. The appearance of certain things indicates the coming of certain other things. And so it is that because Jesus is risen from the dead, he's resurrected, he'll be coming again. But until then, we have the gospel of Jesus Christ in its truth and purity in the Holy Scriptures and in our Lutheran confessions. We proclaim Christ and him crucified and dead for the forgiveness of sins. And we proclaim Christ resurrected from the dead and victorious as the guarantee that we too will have eternal life. Let us view Christ's death as the planting of a seed in the ground that has come to life in resurrection. And let us look toward the days when he will come again and resurrect us to life everlasting. Dear ones, follow Jesus. Don't look back. We can't change the past. Yes, we are still sinners, you and I, But God in Christ holds the future for us as repentant and forgiven sinners. Jesus died for you. He loves you. He sent the Holy Spirit to you the day you were baptized to claim you as a member of the kingdom of God. He remembered you that day to himself. He comes to you as the performative word. Performative meaning that God's word does what it says. He comes to you as the performative word in Holy Scriptures. All of these things that Jesus has done in the past and even now indicate that other things are to come. He will come to you shortly as he gives you his very body and blood in his Holy Supper. He plants his body and blood in you like a seed planted in the ground. What will come next? That seed is in you and will bring newly resurrected life when he comes again. You will be resurrected bodily and spiritually, that is, flesh, bone, and blood, and spirit, and soul, when he comes again. He will give you eternal life. You will join all the saints in heaven. Look straight ahead from the cross to the empty tomb, where your resurrection is guaranteed by Jesus' resurrection. Follow Jesus. Don't look back. Look to the cross and the empty tomb. Put your faith in the cross. Put your hope in Jesus' resurrection. Have faith. Have hope. Have love, because God loves you and gave his Son to die for you, so that now you can love God and love your neighbor. Follow Jesus. Never look back. Follow him to the cross. Follow him to the empty tomb. Don't look back. Don't look for anything else. Don't go anywhere else to seek for salvation, for you see, he's coming soon. Follow Jesus. Don't look back. That's it. That's the end of this sermon. Follow Jesus. Don't look back. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen.